Welcome back to Joie de Vivre,
a lo-fi DIY short form Sacramento Kings podcast. We're back, episode 144 from Ridgewood, Queens. I'm your producer, Mike Cardarelli, and from Bushwick, Brooklyn, it's your host, talent evaluator, Dave Neuschatz. What's up, Dave?
What's up, Mike? What's up, JDV Nation? I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day in New York City after, you know, a beleaguering last week where it was like gross. Watched Civil War.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is all right. Not too preachy.
Okay.
Didn't spoon feed the audiences. And I thought it was cool visually. Alex Garland still got it.
I was a little scared after seeing that trailer, but I'll give it a shot.
It's a violent movie, but short. So it's not going to punish you for too long.
Nice.
It's like 90 minutes.
In other entertainment news, it's the last day of the NBA regular season. We made it. It's kind of like other sports, I guess, like soccer, where they all are playing at once. We just had this set of Eastern Conference games. It's wrapping up now, and then the Kings are going to start. So we're going to do something a little different and just kind of cut in during the game, because anything we record beforehand would be completely stale. So Dave and I are watching it together in my apartment, and we'll just be kind of live, I guess. Live streaming? No, not live streaming. What?
This is a diary episode. Live diary.
Diary episode.
Live journal. Throwback.
Yes.
Keeping it fresh for y'all.
Audio live journal.
Yeah.
What has happened since last time? I guess a lot of Kings losing, but you saw Kings win.
Yeah. I saw one of the few Kings wins. Went to Barclays. A lot of Kings fans at Barclays. Like,
yeah.
More than we've ever seen.
Oh,
like,
really?
By far.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, wow, people come out of the woodwork. I wondered to myself, it was like because of the pandemic, a lot more and more tech, more California people, just, you know, people leaving and then like migrating.
It might just be that the Kings were here for two games in a row or almost in a row, but two games in quick succession. And the Knicks one was like $250 a ticket.
True.
And then Nets one was what, 25?
Yeah, for nosebleeds. I mean, I went lower bowl.
Yeah, you had good seats.
I had good seats for like less than, for like 80 with all the fees. It was great. Would rather pay just go to that. But met Monty, shook Monty's hand.
How did you? I mean, you know what he looks like, but did he have like a lanyard on or something?
He had the vest.
Okay,
it was just like that was Monty. I saw him before.
Was it?
And then some other people like came up to him, like he was being hounded by Kings fans.
Oh, okay.
But then,
was it underneath the stands or was it in the stands?
It was in the walkway,
the concourse.
Yeah, it was a lively concourse. It was packed house, kind of. It was a good scene. I mean, no one's cheering for the Nets, mostly tourists and Kings fans. It felt like, and artificial crowd noise being pumped in to the what I call the Barclays nursery.
Not a great energy in there usually, but I'm glad the Kings fans provided it. I missed it. I was watching the Eclipse.
Yeah. You were doing some Eclipse
travel.
But yeah, met Monty, shook his hand. We were ordering. I got a beer and some French fries with my buddy Eli from Jersey, fellow Chico in and Kings fan. And yeah, just thanked him. Just like, you know, hey. I actually thanked him for not being a dumbass. And I was like, by that, I mean, just being the smartest guy in the room. Like, thank you so much.
Wow.
Like, I didn't want to bother with any questions. Like,
or, you know, some tips. I'm surprised you didn't know.
Look,
give him some second round.
I didn't really expect to
second be round people for the draft coming up.
I was just like, oh.
It means more, I think, for him to get that compliment from another talent evaluator.
Yeah, you could tell. I wasn't like I was going to pester him like everyone else. Be like, hey, so was it Keegan the whole time?
Yeah.
Did you have Keegan wire to wire? Because I had Keegan wire to wire.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't ask him for his Jaden Ivey opinions.
I almost was like, I'm good. Well, I'll see him in the conference room.
I guess let's do a quick little segment. We're watching the pregame now with Katie and Kyle. So we got a couple minutes. Let's do the recent game. So Kings are currently 45-36. Not going to match last year's record, obviously. Down to the ninth seed in the West. They did get the over, fortunately. Barely.
Yeah. Wow.
But five losses in their last six. I mean, we thought it would be tough without Monk and Herter. It's been worse than I expected.
Yeah, it's been worse than we expected because they had a 20-point lead in OKC.
Yeah.
Against OKC, we've had multiple double-digit second-half leads go. And I know it's like, oh, modern NBA, like that means nothing. It's like, it means something when you're in total control of the game and then you choke.
Yeah.
It's like, these are choke jobs. Like, Fox is definitely not winning the clutch player of the year.
Not this year.
Fox's two-point percentage has, like, plummeted in these last, like, outside of the New Orleans game, his two-point percentage has been awful. Like, his three-point shooting actually is, like, back to, like, 39% of, like, the last whatever games. I mean, inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so we shot 16 more times in Phoenix. You know, we shot 15 more times than OKC. We shot 10 more times against Boston. It's like, we're just choking. We're shooting like 30% from two in some of these games and losing by one.
What was the worst loss of this stretch?
The OKC one, honestly. I mean, you could say Phoenix just because, like, to, like, give up the lead and then be up four with a minute to go and then committing like the dumbest fucking turnover of the year.
Sabonis.
And there's been there's candidates for fourth quarter turnovers like for of the year.
Yeah.
For the second half of this season, at least. But yeah, it was just like we were dominating OKC. We were playing so well. And then we just got crushed. Absolutely crushed. Mike Brown, I think, called like four or five timeouts in that third quarter. Nothing doing. And then still had a shot, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't have Monk, but it's no excuse when you have the game in hand.
Yeah.
Still, I don't know what's going on with Domas in between the ears, but it was nice to see him take a 15-foot jump shot against Phoenix in the fourth quarter because he was afraid. Like, that OKC game, I watched, it was like him mentally shrinking, like so passive. It was weird. It's like you have the power to take control in the paint, like just was not.
Was that the game that he didn't have?
Yep. The streak was broken.
He didn't have a double-double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went like 8, 13, and 6 or something that game.
Wow. So now there's one game left in the season. Here's the scenarios. These are all happening at the same time. I got the Lakers game on a Chromebook here. We got the Kings on the TV. We're multi-screening it.
Screens on screens on screens.
Screens on screens. So here's what we need today. I think if you're the Kings, you got to get the 8th seed because it is such an easier path. It's one win and in the play-in, and they need to win, and the Pelicans need to beat the Lakers.
The Blazers aren't trying to win.
The Blazers are not trying to win. So this should be doable. I don't know. The Lakers, I think, match up better with the Pelicans than the Kings do.
We've destroyed the Blazers, I think.
Yeah.
Domas has played in 2 out of the 3 games, and he's getting over 30 a game. Fox is torching him. I just really hope this isn't like Scoot's first triple-double. First river, you know, it's like
Delano Banton, former Celtic, has been getting a lot of run too. He looks pretty good, but
look, I still believe in Delano Banton. I still have Delano Banton stock. I love his size. I love his skill set.
Hopefully he doesn't kill the Kings today, but we'll focus on the positive. 8th seed going on the road in the play-in game, and that's the energy that we're sending out right now. If things don't go well and the Blazers game isn't going according to plan, we can talk about the other scenarios, but I don't think we need to get into the
win and we're in, baby.
Yeah, all right.
Win and we're in. We'll see you at the end of the first quarter.
We're back. It's end of the first quarter. The Blazers look terrible.
Blazers are actively trying to lose.
They're shooting 21%, 5% from 3, 1 of 19 from 3.
Scoot not wearing the rec specs on the bench.
Scoot isn't playing. Tybal's not playing. Anthony Simons isn't playing. Jeremy Grant's not playing.
DeAndre Ayton is playing, but he's not playing in this game. He's just like playing himself constantly. I just feel like he's wearing 7 bracelets, 7 platinum bracelets, and he couldn't look more happy not to play a game.
Other fun wrinkles in this game: Malik Monk's bright yellow tracksuit looks great.
Yeah,
on the bench.
He's been saying, Monk had a quote saying he's comfortable in Sac. He's feeling comfortable in Sac.
Some good signs. Yeah, maybe he's going to – maybe we haven't seen his last game.
Yeah, looking comfortable on the bench. And also with this injury, it's like someone will throw money at him, but maybe it won't be as much money as it would have been.
Yeah. Other things, we got the Twins today, Keegan and Chris Murray. That's always weird to see them both on the court at the same time.
Facially identical, but the torso, the length, I think Keegan still got him.
He's definitely looks heavier.
Yeah, definitely beefier.
The other game, the Lakers are up 7, but it's still close. New Orleans needs this game.
Yeah, New Orleans is trying to win.
Brandon Ingram's back, and we'll see.
Yeah, the Jazz are actively trying to lose to the Warriors. I just want the Warriors to end on a loss. Might not happen.
Warriors are up 6, almost the end of the first. I guess that game's running a little behind. But, yeah, I think that's it. So far, so good.
Yeah, we're happy. We're looking good.
All right.
Great.
All right, we'll see you at halftime.
Fox hasn't missed.
All right, it's halftime. Kings are up 28. The Blazers are so dreadful. Feeling pretty confident right now.
Feeling good. Blazers 2 for 27 from 3. We're 10 of 21. And we're
2 for 27.
They're not stopping us at all. They're just jacking. Like, they're terrible.
My guy Banton is 4 of 17.
Yeah, this isn't even a G League championship team we're playing.
No.
Right now.
Fox's stat line looks great. 17 points.
Keegan hit a few threes. Mitchell's continuing his, like, campaign for a second NBA contract.
3 of 5 from 3. Yeah.
I'm sure the Hornets will sign him or someone will give him some money.
So not to jinx anything, but it seems like the Kings are going to win this game. So the 10 seed is not happening. So yeah, we're definitely going to have another game in Sacramento. Unfortunately, the Lakers are winning by what? Yeah, 20 in New Orleans. That is not going our way.
Yeah. Ingram's clogging the works up.
Yeah. First game back.
Playing so well without him. Been flowing the ball. He's kind of ball stopping. It seems like he's just like trying to just get into his one on one game.
Yeah.
On the glances we've been given the laptop, the Chromebook.
The way things are going now, they'll be played, I guess, probably the late game on Tuesday night. I'm not really sure what the order of it, but both Western Conference playing games are going to be on Tuesday night, and it looks like if things hold, it'll be Warriors at Kings, a rematch of last year's playoff series. How are your, I guess, first feelings of that idea?
Well, we did take a quick peek at each team's calendars before this game started, and there was a lot of green W's next to Golden State Warriors, and not a lot of red L's next to the Sacramento Kings. I mean, Klay Thompson's woken back up. Like, Klay Thompson played great. Draymond's been playing great in between trying to murder people to sate his bloodlust. Yeah, and Steph Curry's still Steph Curry.
I guess anything else before we go?
Feeling good so far about this Blazers test. I'm calling this Blazers game a test because it'll feel good to just pass a single test in the last few games.
I want to see if my guy Delano Banton can go 0 for 20 from 3. He's over halfway there. He's 0 for 11. Let's see if he can make it 0 for 22 in the second half.
I'm just ready for Vezenkov time.
He's got to get some playing time.
Yeah, we were up 25 in the fourth, and he finally got thrown in against the Nets. So hopefully we'll see him. I want to see Vezenkov.
Okay, we'll talk to you at the end of the third quarter. All right, third quarter just ended. Kings are up, what, 41?
41.
And unfortunately, the Lakers are up 23? 24. Ugh. All right, that didn't work out. So I guess this was not the dramatic final day that the NBA was hoping for.
Blowout city, at least on the win the West.
Yeah, so I think the only drama left is the Phoenix-Minnesota game, but even that, Phoenix is up 13. Warriors-Utah game is close, but it doesn't really matter that much because the Lakers and Kings are both going to win. So I know what we'll be doing on Tuesday night, Dave. It's going to be Warriors at Kings.
Yeah.
Rematch of last year's playoff.
Look, nothing can salvage a season like ending the Warriors. Like putting the Warriors, putting the nail in the coffin on their season would be a great little way to end it. And if we could do it to the Warriors and the Lakers, that would be very sweet. That would make it all worth it.
Yeah, it's looking like the Lakers might get the Pelicans in New Orleans again if Minnesota doesn't come back against Phoenix. That's weird. I do wonder if they're going to just stay there.
Nah, they're going back to L.A. They're taking their PJs to L.A.
On the Kings game, the only thing left to pay attention to is Banton is 0 for 12 from 3, but it seems like he's afraid to shoot now.
Yeah, he's starting to be like, maybe I don't want to be the first daddy go for 20 from 3.
He doesn't have that Mamba mentality.
More of a Starburst guy.
Fox has 24 points. He, very efficient, 10 of 14. Sabonis, another good stat line, 18, 11, and 9. He's out. He's got a huge welt on his cheek. I think Kings are pulling all the starters here.
Yeah. Vezinkov time, baby.
That's it for now. We'll be back one more time to wrap things up. All right, we're back. It's not quite over in the Kings game, but this is a blowout. Lakers game is a blowout. Suns game is a blowout. We know what the matchups are going to be. It's going to be Lakers at Pelicans in the 7-8, and it's going to be Warriors at Kings in the 9-10 on Tuesday.
Why? Can't wait. Might even watch it in public.
In the actual Kings game, Banton went 0 for 15 from 3 and then got two technicals and got ejected.
Yeah, got tossed.
Just what a performance.
Colby Jones checked in and immediately got checked on a drive. And there goes Banton. I believe he would have got 0 for 20 from 3 had he not been ejected with almost 4 minutes to go.
Overall, pretty terrible basketball today.
Yeah. What was shaping up to be a fun day of drama had none of it, and real sloppy fourth quarter in this one.
All right, let's go to final thoughts on the day. All I have is, I don't know if a team has ever been more annoying than the Pelicans were to the Kings this year. 5-0 against the Kings, and then in key moments where the Kings, well, I think all Kings fans needed some help in the play-in to get someone to knock out the Lakers, and the Pelicans couldn't do it, and the Lakers won the play-in. And then today, the Kings need some help to get into the 7-8 play-in game, and the Pelicans get blown out by the Lakers. So
couldn't cope through for us.
Really, like, can't do it any worse. So I guess here's what I see happening now. Kings knock out the Warriors.
Huge.
They advance. Pelicans lose to the Lakers again. Kings at Pelicans, and then some Kings fans make their way to the game. And as we saw last week, when the Kings fans during the Pelicans game threw
food,
a chicken wing, onto the court, if the Kings get knocked out and go 0-6 against the Pelicans, please throw a po' boy or a bowl of jambalaya or gumbo onto the court and protest. Please. We need to memorialize this if there's any Kings fans in New Orleans for that game. But
yeah. It needs to hit the parquet.
As always, JDV is a DIY project. If you want to support the show, rate and review the podcast. Dave, what do you got?
What do I have? The Kings organization has been dabbling in the metaphysical and mystical recently because Jaws and Paws,
The Wolf Dog Charity
for Women's Empowerment in Lincoln, California, run by Vivek's billionaire daughter, hosted a Witches and Wolves retreat this weekend. And in that Witches and Wolves retreat, Anjali made a wand. She made a wand. And there's some tinsel wrapped around this wand. There's some sticks with like a green paint on it. And I just want to thank Anjali for discovering tarot last week and then putting all the good vibes into making that wand and making this win against the Blazers possible. It really, to end this season on a high note is so, this regular season on a high note is so important. And I just want to thank everything she's ever done for the organization.
And for Wolf Dogs.
And Wolf Dogs everywhere. What she's doing for witches everywhere, too. She's really amplifying powers everywhere. And I can't wait for her to do the same when she discovers 8-bit remixed Lithuanian free jazz.